Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremus Communications Internet Radio. This is Emily Osmond,
Bebs Martinez,
Winnie Thompson,
Martha Ann Serba,
and Jane Aniceto.
From the Legion of Mary, Wilmington, Curia, Delaware, United States of America. We are broadcasting from St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hokesin, Delaware. Today is May 10th, 2019, and it's the feast day of St. Damian. On Monday, May 13, is the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. So after we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will talk about the life of St. Damian, and then we will share the story of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima. And also, finally, we will pray the Fatima prayers. We'll now pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hokesin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to Saint Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins
and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Saint Damian. Damian the Vulture, also known as Saint Damian of Molokai, was born in Belgium to a poor farming family. Answering God's call, he joined the Fathers of the Sacred Heart and spent the rest of his life as a missionary in Hawaii. After being ordained in 1864, Father Damian was sent to the peninsula of Kalao on Molokai, an isolated area of the Hawaiian island where the panic government of the time quarantined people suspected of having leprosy. Arriving in 1873, he lived on the island of the rest for the rest of his life, dying in 1889 of the very disease whose suffering he sought to alleviate others. Father Damian dedicated his life to the native Hawaiians he found suffering in exile on Molokai. When he arrived, there were very few structures in the area. Many people slept on mats, covered by only a thin blanket as protection against the rain. Though there was a small pre-existing chapel dedicated to Saint Philomena, Father Damian set up his first rectory in the shade of a tree. He was a skilled carpenter and a hard worker. Quickly, he worked to build coffins, a rectory, houses, a school, and eventually a new chapel for the community. Father Damian ministered to Catholics and non-Catholics alike. His primary aim was to restore dignity to the people who had been robbed of everything through no fault of their own. Thus, one of his first accomplishments was to build a fence around and clean up the cemetery. Then, by building coffins and encouraging the creation of a Christian burial society, Father Damian gave dignity to the leprosy victims. Children were especially close to the Belgian missionary's heart. As was the law of the time, families were split up, and often children with leprosy were sent to Molokai while their parents were forced to remain at home. Father Damian set up a dormitory for boys and eventually one for girls as well. He worked hard to keep the children away from the depravity that had become commonplace in the rather lawless society that had sprung up on Molokai. The children became so devoted to him that they wrote a song in their native Hawaiian, calling him their father, which they used to stand outside his house and sing. Father Damian also worked tirelessly to bring in outside supplies and funding. The Hawaiian government considered him to be a stubborn nuisance, as he sent letter after letter petitioning for food and building materials. He also wrote to his superiors and the local bishop to increase awareness of the conditions, sufferings, and needs of the people to whom he ministered. Ultimately, Father Damian contracted leprosy himself. However, he did not allow it to put an end to his ministry. As frustrating as the situation may have been at times, he never lost hope and continued to think of the people whom he had made his own. He died of leprosy on March 28, 1889, at the age of 49. He became known as a martyr of charity and the apostles of the lepers. He was canonized by Pope Benedict the 16th on October 11, 2009. Every school child in Hawaii is familiar with his story, and his feast day is May 10th today.
On Monday, May 13, is the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. She is the saint of the day for May 13. The story of Our Lady of Fatima starts with the first apparition of Our Lady of Fatima on May 1917. On May 13, 1917, Lucia dos Santos, Francisco, and Jacinta Marto were respectively 10, 9, and 7 years old. These three children lived in Aljustrel, a hamlet of the township of Fatima. After three apparitions of the Angel of Portugal in 1916, the children began to receive visits of a luminous lady who later identified herself as the Lady of the Rosary. In Catholic language, Our Lady of the Rosary is the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God made man. The apparitions took place on a small property belonging to Lucia's parents called Cova da Iria, about a mile and a half from Fatima. The three seers were playing at Cova da Iria on May 13, 1917, when they saw two flashes of lightning, after which they saw the Mother of God above a holm oak. She was, according to the description of Lucia, a lady dressed in white, more brilliant than the sun. Her face, indescribably beautiful, was neither sad nor happy, but serious, with an air of mild reproach. Her hands joined together as if she were praying, were resting at her breast and pointing upward. A rosary hung from her right hand. The seers were so close to the lady, about a yard and a half away, that they stood within the light that radiated from her. The conversation developed in the following manner. Our Lady says, "Do not be afraid. I will not harm you." "Lucia, where is your grace from?" Our Lady, I am from heaven," pointing to the sky. Lucia says, "And what does your grace wish of me?" Our Lady says, "I have come to ask you to come here for 6 months in succession on the 13th day of each month at this same hour. I will later tell you who I am and what I want. Afterward, I will return here a seventh time." Lucia then says, "And will I go to heaven too?" Our Lady says, "Yes, you will." Lucia says, "And Jacinta?" Our Lady says, "Also." Lucia says, "And Francisco?" Our Lady said, "Also, but he must say many rosaries." Lucia says, "Is Maria das Nieves already in heaven?" And Our Lady answers, "Yes, she is." Lucia says, "And Amelia?" Our Lady then said, "She will be in purgatory until the end of the world. Do you wish to offer yourselves to God to endure all the sufferings that he may be pleased to send you as both an act of reparation for the sins with whom he is offended and an act of supplication for the conversion of sinners?" Lucia says, "Yes, we do." And the lady then said, "Well then, you will have much to suffer, but the grace of God will be your comfort." The following are comments from the mouths of the children. Quote, unquote, "It was upon saying these last words, 'the grace of God,' that for the first time She, the lady, opened her hands, which emitted a most intense light that penetrated our breasts, reaching the innermost part of our souls and making us see ourselves in God, who was that light more clearly than we can see ourselves in the best of mirrors. Then, driven by a deep inspiration, we knelt down and repeatedly inward said, O most holy Trinity, I adore thee. My God, I love thee in the most blessed sacrament. A moment later, Our Lady added, Pray the rosary every day to obtain peace for the world and the end of the war. She immediately began to rise serenely toward the east until she disappeared far into the distance. The light that surrounded her was, so to speak, opening her way through the starry firmament. The famous apparitions of the Virgin Mary to the children of Fatima took place during the First World War in the summer of 1917. The inhabitants of this tiny village in the Diocese of Leiria, Portugal, were mostly poor people, many of them small farmers, who went out by day to tend their fields and animals. Children traditionally were assigned the task of herding the sheep. The apparitions continued. Between May 13 and October 13, 1917, three Portuguese children, Francisco and Jacinto Marto, and their cousin Lucia dos Santos, received apparitions of Our Lady at Cova de Heria, near Fatima, a city 110 miles north of Lisbon. Mary asked the children to pray the rosary for world peace, for the end of World War I, for sinners, and for the conversion of Russia. The three children who received the apparitions had been brought up in an atmosphere of genuine piety. Lucia dos Santos, 10 years old, and her two younger cousins, Francisco and Jacinta, together they tended the sheep, and with Lucy in charge, would often pray the rosary, kneeling in the open. In the summer of 1916, an angel appeared to them several times and taught them a prayer to the Blessed Trinity. After the first apparition on May 13, 1917, the lady asked them to pray for the conversion of sinners and an end to the war and to come back every month on the 13th. Further apparitions took place on June 13 and July 13. On August 13, the children were prevented by local authorities from going to the Cova la Iria, but they saw the apparition on the 19th. On September 13, the lady requested recitation of the rosary for an end to the war. Finally, on October 13, the lady identified herself as Our Lady of the Rosary and again called for prayer and penitence. Mary gave the children three secrets following the deaths of Francisco and Jacinta in 1919 and 1920, respectively. Lucia revealed the first secret in 1927. It concerned devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The second secret was a vision of hell. On that day, a celestial phenomenon also took place. The sun seemed to tumble from the sky and crash toward earth. The children had been forewarned of it as early as May 13, the first apparition. The large crowd, estimated at 30,000 by reporters, that had gathered around the children saw the phenomenon and came away astounded. Official recognition of the visions which the children had at the Cova de Heria came on October 13, 1930, when the Bishop of Leiria, after long inquiry, authorized the cult of Our Lady of the Rosary at the site. The two younger children had died. Francisco, who saw the apparition but did not hear the words, on April 4, 1919, and his sister Jacinta on February 20, 1920. Sister Lucia died on February 13, 2005, at her Carmelite convent in Coimbra, Portugal, after a long illness.
The Message of Fatima. The public message of Fatima includes a call to conversion of heart, repentance from sin, and a dedication to the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially through praying the Rosary. This Fatima Memorial Feast is inscribed on May 13th. Through the children, Mary urges prayer for sinners, recitation of the Rosary, and the works of penance. On October 13th, she said, "I have come to exhort the faithful to change their lives, to avoid grieving our Lord by sin, to pray the Rosary. I desire in this place a chapel in my honor. If people mend their ways, the war will soon be over." But Mary also confided several secrets to the children, some of which Lucy subsequently transmitted. Presumably, there was prediction of another war in the near future and a request for special veneration of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The final secret Lucy is thought to have entrusted to Pope John the 23rd. As at Lourdes, the apparitions of Fatima have brought crowds of visitors. Pilgrimages, which began in the summer of 1917, have experienced growing success, not only among the Portuguese themselves, but also among people from other countries, including the United States. The national pilgrimage following ecclesiastical recognition of the apparitions on May 13, 1931, is said to have drawn more than 1 million participants. Popes have shown exceptional favor towards Fatima: Pius XII, Paul VI, and John Paul II in particular, making a visit to the shrine. The papal interest and the basilica built at the site of the apparitions has helped to swell the summer pilgrimages to Fatima. Crowds comparable to, and sometimes larger than, those at Lourdes are not uncommon. In a rustic setting, pilgrims hear the message repeated that Mary spoke to the children: prayer, works of penance, recourse to her Immaculate Heart.
Fatima prayers. Pardon prayer. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Amen. Amen. The angel's prayer. O most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrageous, sacrilegious indifference by which he is offended. By the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg conversion for poor sinners. Amen. That was delivered by Angel of Peace during the third apparition of the angel in October 1916. The angel appeared to the three shepherd children holding a chalice in his hands with a host above it from which drops of blood were falling into the chalice. The Decet Prayer. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. That was given to the shepherd children July 13th, 1917, traditionally prayed after the Glory Be of each decade of the Rosary. Prayer before the Rosary. Queen of the Holy Rosary, you have deigned to come to Fatima to reveal to three shepherd children the treasures of grace hidden in the rosary. Inspire my heart with a sincere love of this devotion, in order that by meditating on the mysteries of our redemption, which are recalled in it, I may be enriched with its fruits and obtain peace for the world, the conversion of sinners and of Russia, and a favor which I ask of you in this rosary. I ask it for the greater glory of God, for your own honor, and for the good of souls, especially for my own. Amen. The Novena of Our Lady of the Fatima. Pray 9 consecutive days. Most Holy Virgin, who has deigned to come to Fatima to reveal to three little shepherds the treasures of grace hidden in the recitation of the rosary, inspire our hearts with a sincere love of this devotion, so that by meditating on these mysteries of our redemption that are recalled in it, we may gather the fruits and obtain the conversion of sinners, the conversion of Russia, and this favor that I so earnestly seek, request which I ask of you in this novena for the greater glory of God, for your own honor, and for the good of all people. Amen. Amen. Then you follow through with the three sets of an Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. Act of entrustment to Mary. Blessed Virgin Mary of Fatima, with renewed gratitude for your motherly presence, we join in the voice of all generations that called you blessed. We celebrate in you the great works of God, who never tires of lowering himself in mercy over humanity, afflicted by evil and wounded by sin, to heal and to save it. Accept with benevolence, Mother, this act of entrustment that we make in faith today, before this your image, beloved to us. We are certain that each one of us is precious in your eyes, and that nothing in our hearts has estranged you. May we allow your sweet gaze to reach us and the perpetual warmth of your smile. Guard our life with your embrace. Bless and strengthen every desire for good. Give new life and nourishment to faith. Sustain and enlighten hope. Awaken and animate charity. Guide us all on the path to holiness. Teach us your own special love for the little and the poor, for the excluded and suffering, for sinners and the wounded of heart. Gather all people under your protection and give us all to your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, before we end, we have two announcements. On Monday, our the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, there will be after the 8:30 Mass at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Hockessin, Delaware, there will be a rosary and songs for Our Lady. And then on May 22nd, it's a Wednesday, it will be our next patricians meeting at 6:30 p.m. The topic would be corporal works of mercy. Spiritual. Oh, spiritual works of mercy. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We welcome your comments. And please send your comments via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. I repeat, it's legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications, AJ Loporto, who provided the music, and all the members of the Legion of Mary in Wilmington, Curia. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m. God bless you all.